You take away my mobile phone, you'll take away a part of me.
This distinction between the physical world and the virtual one will become increasingly blurred.
Those who perhaps are not very aware of this technology may say, can't you just switch it off, switch it off?
Yeah, but you're depriving yourself of your social network. Technology is enormously important for their social lives.
24/7 communications world that we live in can even go inside the target's own home.
You are listening to Covenant Dies Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. This week we'll be releasing a series of podcasts around the subject of how pornography affects the brain. We will be speaking this week with Dr. Bill Struthers, Associate Professor of Psychology at Wheaton College. Dr. Struthers has an MA and a PhD in biopsychology. He is also the author of Wired for Intimacy, How Pornography Hijacks the Male Brain. Today, Dr. Struthers introduces our topic by stressing the uniqueness of the male brain when it comes to pornography temptations.
There are some significant differences between the brains of men and women. And what I wanted to do in focusing on the male brain is to just acknowledge the reality that male brains are different. And it's these critical differences that are important for why pornography has such a draw to them.
Well, Bill, what prompted your interest in the subject of how pornography affects the brain?
As a researcher in graduate school, I was very much interested in the mechanisms of arousal, and that one of the easiest ways that you can get an organism aroused is to put it in a sexual context. So as I was studying as a graduate student, I became very interested in what was going on in the brain and when animals were aroused and as a result of sexuality or drugs or any of those things. I just found it fascinating, honestly. And when I came to Wheaton College to teach, I was offered the opportunity to teach a course on addictions. And what I found was that as I was going through the different types of chemical addictions that people have and the different types of problems that they struggle with, and I came to a section on sexual addictions and wanted to understand that a little bit better, and what I found was that there was an awful lot of research that was out there that was examining the psychological factors of things like pornography and its effect on the way that people think about sexuality, the way that they behave, but very little that could be translated easily into its kind of layman's terms in the biological realm, in the neuropsychological realm. So I wanted to get into that because that's what I was familiar with. And so what I found was it was really interesting, fascinating stuff. And when I shared that with my students, I found that there were a plethora of male students especially who would come up to me after class and say, I'm really, really struggling with this. And I never realized how many guys out there who are struggling with pornography. And so what I wanted to do is I just wanted to kind of see this as part of my ministry, that I could take the skills that I did have and my expertise in this area and apply it in a way that would help men better understand what happens when they watch pornography, why it has such a pull on them, and what are the consequences to acting out to it.
Your book, Wired for Intimacy, is written specifically to men. When I noticed this, it was really striking to me. I know, well, for instance, several weeks ago, I had the privilege, we had the privilege of sitting down over dinner, and we had a really kind of a neat group sitting there with us. We had Michael Leahy with us, who's the author of Porn Nation. We had Crystal Renaud at the table with us, who's the founder of a ministry for women who struggle with pornography. And I couldn't help but notice as we were kind of sitting there at the table and talking and just sharing that we had a woman there who has suffered from pornography addiction. And yet your book is subtitled How Pornography Hijacks the Male Brain. Is there any particular reason why you decided to focus in on or why you decided to focus your attention on the male brain and not just male and female brains in general?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that your sexuality affects you throughout your body, and certainly that plays itself out, I think, in many ways, even more importantly, in your brain than in your reproductive system. So what I wanted to do was to kind of come to the conversation and say, look, we talk an awful lot about male and female bodies and an awful lot of awful lot of fuss is made over the fact that they're different and that we're created different. And certainly you see in the broader culture, you have books like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and those sort of things that are out there. And what I wanted to do is make sure that we do recognize that there are some significant nuanced differences between the brains of men and women. Now, it's not like those brains look really severely different, right? You know, because the female and the male bodies, they're different, and it's easy to kind of look at them and see. Whereas a male and a female brain, they look very, very similar to each other. And there may be some spots where you see some, you know, one area's a little bit bigger here and one area's a little bit smaller there, or maybe some of the connections are thinner over in this, you know, for men or for women. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of bring people's attention to the fact that the brain doesn't develop like the reproductive systems develop. The brain is inherently a plastic organ. It's changing, and different parts of it are changing at different rates in response to sometimes hormones, sometimes to the environment, sometimes to trauma, to any number of things. And so when you look at how culture can influence a brain in its development, how masculine hormones like testosterone can affect a brain and its development, you really do need to step back and appreciate, wow, the brains of men and women are remarkably similar, but in some ways they're remarkably different. And what I wanted to do in focusing on the male brain is to just acknowledge the reality that, look, male brains are different. In some ways, they're very similar, but in some ways they are critically different. And it's these critical differences that are important for why pornography has such a draw to them, that they're built and they're wired in such a way that they don't have to learn to be attracted to pornography. They just sort of are wired to be attracted to pornography. Women who are pulled into pornography, it's sort of a long pull that brings them into that. It's almost like a learned addiction or a learned compulsion to pornography, whereas men, it's kind of unlearned. It's almost a reflexive kind of response. So what you're seeing is that as pornography is becoming more acceptable in the mainstream, and as women are hearing that, you know, this is what they're supposed to be, they're sort of learning that this is the way that they're supposed to be and being trained into it, whereas men really are sort of reflexively being pulled into it.
You have been listening to our interview with Dr. Bill Struthers. In tomorrow's episode, he will talk about the specific hormones and neurotransmitters involved in arousal. To hear more of our previous podcasts, visit us on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.